This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018 on day number four. It is Sunday morning as we are recording this. ForkFest over half the way finished. We've got a full day on Monday, and then that's it. Then we make way for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which kicks off on Tuesday and runs all the way through Sunday. If you are here for the whole thing, or if you are going to be here for the whole thing, you're here for 11 straight days of libertarian camping goodness.
Yep.
As Ian and Daryl back here in our remote studio on Site 45.
Yep.
And Roger Paxton joining us once again.
He's the guy that kicks us out Tuesday morning.
I don't kick this out. I have nothing to do with it. Trust me, I tried.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other story. I don't know if it's even worth getting into.
No, it's because we don't have tickets.
Well, that's true, yes. If you don't have a ticket, you will be removed.
At noon, right? Porkfest starts at noon?
Yeah, that's
on
when
Tuesday.
We kick off everything, 12 o'clock.
I think it was like 9 a.m. last year, I had to leave at 9. Yeah. So this year I can take my time getting
out
of here.
Well, we added that extra day in, and we're still charging the same price as last year. So you're getting more bang for your buck this year than you did last year, for sure.
And I got to help out Will Coley get everything all set up, because he's going to be doing live broadcasting. We're recording our show, but he's going back to the old model of doing a live show. Here for Call to Freedom, which is his weekday program. We actually haven't had him on the air yet. Maybe we'll drag him over here if we see him at some point.
Oh, he's been busy running around doing all kinds of things.
That's true. Yeah, we probably won't even have time. He's always hucking some T-shirts and that kind of thing. Yesterday, good day, and it definitely the attendance at ForkFest definitely did kick up again yesterday. It's getting hard to estimate how many people are on the campground at this point. Early on, it was like 24 maybe the first day, maybe 4 the second day, and I'd say we crossed over 100 yesterday.
Pretty close. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival expecting to clock in at about 1,200.
Between 11 and 12
attendees.
Is what we're looking at. I'm really excited about that. It's been a lot of work, but we're definitely making it happen.
So ForkFest is like an intimate prelude to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No, it's cooperation. I mean, it works out great because people who want to attend both events have that opportunity, and people who, for one reason or the other, only want to attend one have that opportunity as well.
Sure.
I'm the kind that I'm going to attend both.
Go to
no
both.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
Will you be at the beer mile in the morning?
I will not be at the beer mile in the morning. No, sir.
You don't have to actually run. You can watch and cheer on the people.
Tomorrow's setup day, so I will be pretty crazy from sunup to sundown, actually way past sundown tomorrow.
So today's your last relatively easy day prior to...
Yeah, tests get here like 8 or 9 in the morning, and from that point on... Until,
things start going wrong, and you've got to put out fires.
In the morning when we finally got to bed, that's setup night, and then the next morning we had to be up at 7 to finish setting up. So that's just the way it's going to be.
Lots of cool stuff happening at ForkFest. You can go to porkfest.com to check that out. Yesterday, pretty easy day. You know, we did our broadcast, and then we ended up going out to dinner with you.
Yes, that was nice.
At the local restaurant that takes cryptocurrency.
Old Bostonian.
Which was a smart move on her part to start taking cryptocurrency, because the fact is, for 2 days of ForkFest, there was nobody cooking on the campsite, so it was all there was.
The question is, how much money did she wind up bringing in just because she is taking crypto?
Oh, well over $1,000.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, well over $1,000 at this point. I mean, our meal last night was probably several hundred, just the few of us.
The few, we had like 8 or 9 people on Thursday night. So the first night we were here, we had a good group go out there, and 5 out of the 8 or so paid with cryptocurrency. And I saw, because, you know, I helped her set up the wallet, so I'm kind of helping her along. And I saw her total, because they said, well, let's check your personal wallet, make sure everything made it in there, make sure everything's working right. And so she's using the AnyPay point of sale system, which anybody can go and sign up for at AnyPay.global. But here in New Hampshire, there's some special things that happen if you're a physical retail location. So anyway, she was looking at her wallet, and I saw there was almost a whole dash on the first night.
Right.
So that's like $300 right there. And now it's been 3 more nights, and she's definitely had... There was last night, there was our group, which had like 10 people in it. And then right when we were leaving, Jay Noon, former co-host of Free Talk Live, who's getting married today, came in with what looked like They put all the tables
she
together.
She said that he had called a reservation
people.
Of 30.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 20 were at that table. Yeah. So, I mean, that alone must have been 500 at least. I mean, if
and
not.
She's doing well with crypto for
yeah,
sure. That's
yeah, for sure. And she's super excited about it, too.
Right. And again, that's money that would not have been on the table if she wasn't taking crypto.
Well, it may or may not have been. I mean, it still is the closest restaurant to the campground. So there's
true. But the chances that we would have gone there 3 consecutive nights.
In a row, yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
I've been coming to Porterfest for 2 years, and I've never gone to that restaurant.
Me neither.
Nor
so
have I. That tells you a lot, right?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying that's basically money that was not on
it
the
was
table.
Probably, yeah. You're probably right about that, because I probably would have been more likely to go try different restaurants in downtown.
Yeah, let's go to that barbecue place downtown.
Right, we've been there before, the little barbecue shack, where they said they weren't going to take crypto the last time we talked to them. But that's
true, but it's still good barbecue.
That doesn't mean they wouldn't change their mind either. You never know what's going to happen to somebody over a year's time. You know, they may have seen some headlines that all of a sudden they changed their mind. I mean, I'll tell you, I've had radio stations. I remember it was XM Satellite Radio back in the day. The program director of the Clear Channel stations up there, he told me he wasn't interested in Free Talk Live. And then 2 years later, out of the blue, I got a phone call from him.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Go figure, right.
Yeah.
But a lot does change, you're right. And if you just take one no and stop at that point, you are probably missing out on a lot of potential customers.
Well, I mean, you got to still respect your prospect, right? If somebody tells you no, you don't want to jump down their throat the next week.
No.
You got to be gentle with follow-ups. And
well, but they're just playing hard to get.
Well, I'm sure many of the places that you now, that now take crypto in the Keene area probably told you no once or twice. He's that convincing that they probably
no,
didn't.
Well, it's not just me. I mean, in Keene, we've got a good crew of crypto people, and so, like, there was one guy who runs an auto shop called Wilder Automotive. When I had asked him, I was the second person to ask him about cryptocurrency, and so the first person he probably told no, but for me, it was like, somebody just asked me about that last week.
Right.
And it wasn't even a coordinated effort. It was just one of our guys happened to go to that place and get his oil changed or whatever, and he happened to ask about Bitcoin. And then I asked the next week, not knowing that that had happened previously.
And I was surprised that the guy that runs that auto shop, he's a fairly young guy.
Well, what's surprising about that?
Most of the time, people that run auto mechanic places,
are older.
They're older.
Okay. I mean, he's in his 30s, so...
Right, but, you know, like, they're generally, you know, like, when I think of car mechanic, I think grizzled old man, not young guy.
Yeah, he's real sharp, too. Cool guy.
Very cool.
But generally in Keene, people have been pretty open-minded to it. I think, you know, certainly we get plenty of no's, obviously. But it's hard to really say of the people who have said... Yeah, I guess Steve from Local Burger, he initially had told Michelle Seven no, I think, when she had pitched him on it a few years prior.
Okay.
So, they, you know, they come around.
I'd love to hear what Stephen and Derek's ratio is on how many no's to yeses.
Success,
and that sort of
yeah.
thing. Because, I mean, they're rocking, and then they're basically the only ones doing that in Portsmouth. And they are killing it.
That's amazing that they're able to do it all on
I'm
their own.
I'm 45 minutes from there. I would probably help them, but, you know, that's a long way from me. I usually only go there if I'm taking my wife out to dinner or something at Street, which takes, you know, Dash.
Well, I go to the theater.
Yep. Right. And I'm so jealous, too, because they're having so much fun with it. Yeah. I mean, we've been there broadcasting from their store, the Free State Bitcoin Shop, which for listeners who are unfamiliar, you can actually walk into a little storefront. It's not much larger than this 10x10 tent right here or 12x, I don't know what this is, but it's not much larger. It's just a little one-room shop, and they have just the coolest little, you know, gadgets and trinkets and, you know, Bitcoin necklaces and
great
T-shirts.
Shirts. Yeah, the shirts are great.
Posters, Doge pillows, which are always sold out.
My son has one of those Doge pillows.
That they only accept Dogecoin for?
They only take Doge for, yep. So you have to pay with cryptocurrency in order to actually buy anything in the store, and it's just such a smart outreach tool because, you know, you literally are getting people just off the street who have
questions.
Well,
the two times that I've been there, both times someone has set up their very first crypto wallet
while you were there. Isn't that fun to watch that?
It's fantastic. One of them was a kid of probably 15.
Yep.
You know, just a young kid. It was great.
I remember sitting in there as a young lady came in, and she apparently is the proprietor of the sunglass store, which is like right next door, that started taking crypto because they're next door and they learned about it pretty quickly. And she's young, so she was into it. And she was telling them, hey, my parents, they run the Lens Crafters in town. They'd like to take crypto as well.
Nice.
So, you know, parents are eye doctors or whatever. And so, you know, one brought in another, and then they, you know.
Word of mouth. It
like,
spreads.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you guys show up at this time and help them get set up? And they're like, yeah, of course. That's we'll great. Be there. So, so exciting. And, of course, now with the next level of what AnyPay is doing with Dash Back, which is something I hope we'll get to talk to them about. I think they're showing up sometime today. So we'll see if we can get them on here to talk about what's going on with AnyPay.
Yeah, AnyPay's a huge sponsor for Porkfest this year, so I'm
so
really excited about that. It's a great product. I remember using it for the first time at Liberty Forum this last year, and it is really stupid easy. I was really surprised at how it was the easiest and fastest cryptocurrency transaction I've ever done.
That's a solid endorsement. And it's true. And you can go to anypay.global to check that out. We're going to continue here. We'll talk more about what's going on with ForkFest 2018. There's some stuff in the news, including human tacos being served to people. We'll explain it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live, ForkFest 2018. You can go to ForkFest.party and get connected with some of the community via online methods. If you weren't able to make it out this year, I suspect it'll happen again next year. Of course, we got to figure out when ForkFest is going to be, so we can then figure out when ForkFest.
Yeah, it looks like we're tentatively scheduled for the 18th through the 23rd of June next year. Okay. Basically the same week.
Okay, cool. We'll talk more about that and get things in line. That way we can start promoting it sooner rather than later. We did more promotion for ForkFest this year than we did last year. Last year it was just sort of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and still, people came out. This year, more people came out from all around the globe. I mean, they had people as far away as Lithuania.
Wow.
Yeah. The United Kingdom coming out here for this event. And coming out early, like being here on Thursday.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool. So, and of course, the good crew of New Hampshire-based activists like us who've already made the move to New Hampshire. And part of what these events are about, ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is about showing off the community that we have here in the Shire. The activists who have picked up their lives and moved here so they can have some actual effect on things. Because, Roger, you're from Arkansas originally. You were a very active person in the Arkansas Libertarian Party. You were, in fact, I believe, the chairman for some time.
I was the chair for two terms. My wife was the chair for a term. I also was the secretary and the first district rep. I did a lot of things for
the
party.
And what happened down there? I mean, why did you get burned out?
I mean, I banged my head against the wall for many, many years. Got ballot access, full ballot access, for the first time in Arkansas history for the Libertarian Party.
Nice.
It cost us $50,000 to do it.
And so what was involved in that, other than, like, spending money to pay petitioners?
That's what it was, basically. It was $50,000 of paying petitioners to get about 16,000-17,000 signatures. So it was so we're already starting way behind the R's and the D's because we're spending so much money to get on the ballot to even, get started in the
race.
And we did that, ran 30 candidates, and then won one uncontested race for constable out of all of that.
Is that so, like sheriff?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. It's lower than sheriff.
Well, you're right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's for basically counties that don't have a sheriff, or areas that don't have a sheriff. It's a fill-in kind of thing. And that was the only win that we got. It's like, well, why are we wasting our time? So we do it again 2 years later. We pay $30,000 that time to get on the ballot. And then, again, we win no elections. It's like, why are we doing this?
Just throw some more money down a hole. Exactly. Set it on fire while you're at it.
And that's why we started looking at another vehicle for us to do our activism. And, we'd heard about the Free State Project for years, followed it on the Internet, but it's cold up there. How would we ever do that, right? And then we really got to researching that and realized, it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
And after that first winter, we really got acclimated to it, but the first winter was a little rough for me. But now I look forward to winter.
Is that right?
Do. Yeah, in Arkansas it's so hot and so muggy all in the summer. It's miserable. Yep. You can't go out in it. It's just miserable. So we generally hibernated in the summer. Now we just hibernate here in the winter. It's no different. And in the summer we get to enjoy it.
Right. Summers are pretty beautiful. Yeah. Today is absolutely splendid here on the campground at Rogers Campground. We're nestled in the White Mountains. The view is incredible. Temperature is quite comfortable today. So
it's going to be a little warm today. I think it's going to get up to 86.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful day.
It really is. And it does cool down at night in northern New Hampshire, too. So usually you want to put on some jeans or long sleeves or something.
Not me.
Like that. Not you.
I sleep really warm anyway. So I usually don't have much on when I'm sleeping.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about while sleeping.
Oh.
I mean, while walking around the
campground. So like last night when we were sitting there playing Cards Against Humanity, Libertarians Against Humanity expansion decks. Got a little chilly, and I wished I would have had my jacket on, but I didn't want to walk.
I was drinking whiskey
to get it.
So I was
that was a marathon game of Cards Against Humanity last night.
And, of course, Ian smoked us all.
I mean, I don't expect to win. I almost never play the game, but I guess I know you guys or something. I don't know.
You definitely smoked.
But it was fun. So you got frustrated. You made the move to New Hampshire. Was it 2-3 years? How long has it been?
October of 2015, so almost three years now. We moved actually 3 days before Halloween.
How's it feel 3 years in?
It feels amazing. I mean, it's better today than it was even then, because now we have, literally hundreds and hundreds of friends.
Yeah.
In Arkansas, I had some friends there, but none of them were libertarians except for the ones I would see once a year at our convention. And here it's like every day I'm seeing somebody who's a good friend who's a libertarian. I would never get that anywhere else. Hands down.
Yeah, there's something special about actually having a libertarian community that's so big you can pick the people you want to hang out with. Because, I remember being in Florida and the libertarian movement down there, and it was like, the same 5 or 10 people would come to the meetups that we'd have in Sarasota. And it's like, well, these are your libertarians, whether you like them or not. Oh, yeah, that guy's a pervert. Well, right. Guess what? He's absolutely holding a sign, too.
It's the same way in Arkansas. In 2014, the convention Jess and I put on there, our last one, was the largest state convention in the country that year. And half the people there are not people I would normally hang out with. Yeah. And I didn't have a choice because those were the only libertarians.
You get. And a lot of places, it's like, oh, well, these are the libertarians, so I'm going to hang out with them because these are the libertarians. Right. And here it's like, yeah, you know, I don't really like these people over here, so I'm going to come hang with these other people.
Absolutely. Right, and it also comes into play when you're looking at doing like political action. If your pool of selection of possible candidates is a small pool, well then, oh, what's that? The guy with marbles in his mouth says he wants to run for state rep. Well, he's the only one who wants to run, so I guess that's our candidate.
That's why we ran Elvis D. Presley for land commissioner in Arkansas. He's an Elvis impersonator who changed his name to Elvis D. Presley, and he ran for Libertarian Party. land commissioner.
How do you do?
I mean, 3% or something.
That's
just ridiculous.
Typical libertarian.
I mean,
what was that enough to retain ballot access?
No, we've never retained in Arkansas. In Arkansas, it's either the governor race or the presidential race, and you have to have 3% every 2 years, and we've never retained it.
This year, in New Hampshire, we actually have, for the first time ever, according to Daryl,
a contested gubernatorial primary for the libertarians.
I'm excited about that. That's great. That's great.
And I hear Daryl might be throwing a debate.
Oh, nice.
I will be working on organizing something. There's also going to be a debate. Yeah.
Like both candidates talk to each other?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be interesting because I know both of them fairly well and I know their positions, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, then I believe there's plans to have a debate of some sort at the special LP business convention coming up at the end of July.
Because only special people would want to attend something like that.
Right, where all you're dealing with is platform and bylaws. And
right, then there were some platform things that we didn't get to during the regular convention. There were the bylaws changes that we didn't get to. And the new chair decided that we need to have, or actually somebody else recommended having a special convention. That passed, and he was like, all right, let's have it in July.
Well, I know he couldn't see my face at the convention, but I'm sure you could. Dude, that drove me insane.
All the bylaw stuff?
Yes, because people were just getting drug into the
And that's all that ever happens.
We have 14 pages of changes. We've got 10 more minutes. Motion to just adopt everything.
I mean,
and the motion failed because it would have closed the primary.
Conventions are where the Libertarian Party goes to die, period. Because nothing of substance happens at these conventions. Yeah. And I've run these conventions. I know how it is. It's minutiae. I'm so sick of it.
It's frustrating.
Glad to not be a part of it anymore.
Yeah, I remember years ago at the Libertarian Party in Sarasota when we basically reformed. It was kind of like in New Hampshire where the party had died out.
Right.
We brought it back to life for the 2000 election. And it was like, oh, well, we got to do the bylaws now. And that process took us, I don't know, at least 3 weeks of meetings and constant discussion over ands or semicolons and all that crap. And it's like, I am not interested in this.
That's my least favorite part, for
sure. And you never, ever, I mean, it's bad enough to bring a person who, you know, when you're going out and you're recruiting for the Libertarian Party or doing an outreach booth or something like that, you really don't want to bring them to your meetings because they're boring, but that's the least meeting. If you're ever going to bring them to a meeting, you never want to bring them to an actual
convention.
Hey, guys, come to the state convention for your introduction to libertarianism.
Right. No, thank you.
I'm just glad that at the New Hampshire state conventions, we've not wound up getting into the dueling parliamentarians.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, arguing over the rules?
Yes.
I'm fairly certain both of you are aware of
that. We can continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the separation of families that cross the border illegally. One of the things discussed was how they are not really families.
The vast majority of children who are in the care of HHS right now, 10,000 of the 12,000, were sent here alone by their parents. That's when they were separated.
Fired FBI Director James Comey refused to appear before Congress today to talk about the handling of the Clinton email investigation. And his fired Deputy Director Andrew McCabe asserted his Fifth Amendment rights. News also came out today that former Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to show up for a Senate Judiciary hearing looking into the IG report that came out, which detailed some of the bungling of Mr. Comey's handling of the Clinton email investigation. And finally, for the 14th year in a row, Chick-fil-A is celebrating Cow Appreciation Day on July 10th. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Forkfest 2018, brought to you by Bitcoin.com, the place where you can go to learn more about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, the original, the one that started them all, the granddaddy of all the other cryptocurrencies, basically. You can go there and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can buy Bitcoin through Bitcoin.com. You can get Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. It is up to you. And maybe you want to get into the Bitcoin mining aspect. You can do that, too. They've got a pool that you can join. And it's easy because you don't have to do any of the setup of the server. You don't have to know any technical stuff. You just have to have some Bitcoin to invest into the Bitcoin pool.
Do you still have your miner there?
I do.
How's it working out?
I don't know.
Oh, you haven't looked at it in a while?
No, it's been a while since. I mean, it's like it's you set it and forget it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It brings in whatever return it brings in, and hopefully you end up with more Bitcoin at the end of it than you did to start.
Right.
And you should. I did the first time I tried it, so we'll see. But go to Bitcoin.com and start there, and you'll find all kinds of cool stuff, including their news site where it's updated daily. We were just talking about the grueling bylaws, revisions, and all this boring crap that happens regularly at political meetings. Specifically, I mean, I have no experience with Democrats or Republicans as far as their meetings are concerned, so they may be just as bad.
They are.
I don't know, because we actually had a Democrat that came to, actually a couple of them, that came to the Libertarian convention. Colin Van Ostern, former elected official,
right,
hoping to run for Secretary of State. And we've got this really weird process by which that happens in New Hampshire, But he came up to me during lunch and he said, you know, it's very interesting the way your process works out, because the Democrats are really good about making sure that debate doesn't happen.
Mm.
He said that their process is set up to where there's basically no opportunity for anyone to debate the proposals.
So basically they get their way.
There's no way for floor amendments.
Wow.
It is, here's the proposal.
So it's total top-down control is what
you can discuss goods and bads of the proposal for a very brief time, and then we vote, and there's no opportunity to amend the proposal.
So he was actually complimenting the Libertarians.
Yes.
saying yes. Your process is better because you allow anybody to talk about things.
Right. Well, you actually allow the members of the party to participate.
Yeah, it is more fair, for sure, and I definitely agree with that, but again,
it is,
especially like Daryl was talking about, when you get two parliamentarians that are interpreting Robert's rules differently,
they hijack the convention, and they filibuster long enough to where no actual discussion takes place. And, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It is, and it happens every time, especially with the national conventions. Those are the worst. I mean,
oh, it's been happening in the platform committee, the National Platform Committee.
No, thank you. I'm so glad you're doing that and not me. That's all I can say. I would never do that. I mean, I've been on so many committees and so many boards, you know, being a part of the Free State Project Board, for example, boards are...
They suck.
They really do. You don't get any real work done in some sort of a committee or board like that, and that's why...
But yet, that's how everybody organizes things.
It is. I mean, there's got to be
a way. Well, that's the way it's always been done.
Well, right.
We need to have a committee to study, and I joke about this, but there's actually some legislation in New Hampshire that I think it wound up passing to create a committee to study all non-statutory committees and commissions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the worst. Why would you even want to try? Oh, well, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what is Liberty Lobby going to do about that?
I think it's hilarious, but I didn't take a position.
Okay. Well, I don't blame you for that, because, I mean, that's one of those you don't want to get stuck in the weeds on, because that could be just miserable.
Yeah.
But
the funny thing is, I was joking with a state rep about maybe just create a committee to study all the committees. And then I happened to look and saw that there was a pending bill on that.
That doesn't surprise me a bit. I mean, we think that it's bad in the Libertarian Party, but that's nowhere near government.
Right.
Nothing happens quickly in government. Nothing happens efficiently in government. And, you know, that's why I'm anti-government, one of many reasons.
Well, you've gone, you were telling us yesterday, I don't know if it was on the air, but...
It was at supper.
Yeah, you were saying that you have gone complete non-vote.
Yes.
You've resigned now from the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. You were the vice chair.
Well, I didn't resign. I just didn't run for re-election. So
okay.
There is a bit of it. Now, the last 6 months or so, I really didn't do much, as Daryl can tell you, because I was just done. And, you know, I really started. I wanted to
help.
Was
that because of the Libertarian Party? Was there something that frustrated you about
them? No, so the only reason I got involved here is because, you know, I've done this in Arkansas. We took a completely dead party. My wife and I took it and completely just revamped it.
Right.
And the party was dead here. And I wanted to, you know, help these guys get off the ground. You know, and I knew that, you know, Daryl was going to make this happen. So I thought, I'm going to join in and do what I can to help.
Tell Ian your first interactions, or lack thereof, with the
former chair
party of New Hampshire.
So I was coming up here for my job interview in August of 2015.
Yeah.
They were flying me up. I spent the whole weekend. I emailed Rich Tomasso saying, hey, and this was a month prior. I said, hey, I'm going to be up there. I'd love to have breakfast with you just so we can talk or lunch or whatever. Didn't hear anything back. So sent him another one 2 weeks later. Didn't hear anything back. Yeah. Finally heard back from him after I moved to New Hampshire in October, 2 months later.
Did he even apologize for being
late? No, of course not. Of course not. And that was my first. And this is a guy that I'd met at conventions before. So it's not like we didn't
know each other.
Yeah, we knew each other, and he's still... I'm done. You know, so.
Well, I don't know the dude. I mean, he's always nice in person, but he's the guy who sunk the Liberty Forum 1 year. The Free State Project has a event.
That's why Liberty Forum is almost annual.
they have this event called Liberty Forum, which happens in the wintertime, and it's like a hotel convention, so the Pork Fest is a campground thing. This is in the middle of winter, so you want to be inside. And it's been a great event over many years, but there was 1 year where it went from the guy who'd been organizing it for every single year, and he finally gave it up. And so they gave it to this new guy, the guy who is also the chairman of the Libertarian Party, who doesn't respond to emails, and what do you know? Some ball got dropped by him, and he didn't, like, book the hotel properly, or something happened to where they ended up canceling the whole event.
Wow.
And it just didn't, I think it was 2011, it didn't happen that year. And that was the year we started thinking, well, if the Free State Project isn't going to do a hotel event, because we didn't know if it was over for good or if it was going to come back or what. And we're like, well, if they're not going to bring this back, maybe we should do a convention. And that's where somebody came up with the idea for Keenvention.
Are you ever going to bring that back?
I don't have any plans to do it. I'm so busy.
Yeah, the year that I moved here is the year that you canceled it. I was like, oh, no. Yeah. I was really looking forward to coming to that.
It could probably be done. It's just when the FBI raided, I was already planning for that year, and it was just like, it's so hard to do anything when you have, like, potential criminal charges hanging over your head. I mean, I knew that the FBI wasn't going to find anything, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't find something by placing it there, and thank goodness they don't appear to have done that. But you still never know what these people are going to do, and so it's just like, you know, I don't need this extra responsibility. The last thing I would need, because with Keenvention, unlike you guys, you got 70 volunteers or 100 volunteers for this huge event. This was just a one-room hotel convention kind of thing, only one track, you know, not multiple tracks for people. So you either were in the room watching what was going on, or you were out of the room hanging out with people. Right. So, you know, one choice or the other. It kept it real simple. You didn't have to deal with crazy juggling of people canceling and having to replace or whatever.
Which is something that we will deal with all week this week, absolutely.
So you have 250 events.
Yeah, right at 250 events over 5 days. Yeah. And, you know, of course, invariably, there's going to be people that either show up late or don't come at all or whatever the case may be. So we're juggling it all week long.
And that happened to an extent at Keenvention, but not a large extent. Yeah. And it was no problem to say, oh, so-and-so can't make it. Just come on up on a panel. Because we had enough people there to where most people were willing to step in.
And I really like the way of, you know, the way Keenvention was to where, here is the event that's happening.
Right, the one thing.
It's a lot easier to organize and coordinate.
Yep.
When I was at the Omaha Unconvention a few weeks ago.
You said there were too many tracks, right?
They had like 4 or 5 different things at any one time.
And that's how Porkfest is this year. We have there's almost no hour that doesn't have 4 or 5 events.
Right,
and some even have
Porkfest has like 1,200 people. Right. This thing had like 1 to 2.
Oh, yeah, that's way too much. Way too much. Well, Keenvention sounds very similar to how we do in the Free Coast. We do the Free Coast Festival every year. It's one track. If you want to come to that event, you do. If you don't, you know, whatever. And that's a great event every year. Matter of fact, they're selling tickets right now for next year, for this fall's. That's a great event.
And that reminds me.
It's a cruise. Beautiful cruise at sunset with a nice dinner. It's a great event.
I need to respond to the organizers about the sponsorship package that I had them create for me.
Well, I worked on that event for 2 years. The first 2 years I was here, I worked on that event. It was great.
There are so many great opportunities to come up to New Hampshire. So if you're not able to make it up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this coming week or here at Forkfest, as Roger's pointing out, there's, of course, the Free Coast Festival, and then eventually there'll be a Liberty Foreman. And even if you don't want to come up for any of these events, just come on up any old time because we're always here. And if you post on the Shire forums over at forum.shiresociety.com, let us know when you're going to be, let's say, in Keene, for instance.
Yep.
And usually we'll put together like a lunch kind of meet and greet. There's more coming up here from Forkfest 2018. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small
business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018. Just sort of talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Migration, the movement here, and all the cool stuff that's going on, which, of course, we can't even really scratch the surface on. We've just been talking about the biggest events that go on here throughout the year. ForkFest is where we are right now, which is, I would say, clocking in at well over 100 as of yesterday. I don't know what we're at today, because I know Jay Noon is having a wedding, and he's expecting 150 guests alone for that. So I imagine most of them are going to be showing up today.
And about half of our ForkFest vendors will be showing up today, half Tuesday, so we're going to have a lot of those today.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. That's going to expand the food options here as well, although Patrick from Liberty.menu cooked us up some delicious breakfast this morning
at
his campsite.
The only problem with that breakfast burrito is I was able to eat all of it, and there wasn't more burrito.
It was huge. It was so big. I've never seen a
breakfast burrito.
I
wouldn't say still hungry, but I could have eaten a little bit more.
I see. For me, it hit the spot. It was just right where it needed to be. And the price was right too. $7 for a big old burrito, and
paid with Bitcoin Cash.
So did I.
I used Dash.
He let you pay with Dash. He was complaining about it.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'll give you something else.
Oh, he was complaining, but he accepted it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good.
I'm not surprised.
Well, we were actually talking about that because he says that nobody uses Dash in Manchester. I'm like, well, you guys aren't in the real world.
That's right.
You got your little activist alcove there in Manchester, and he admitted that he doesn't ever leave the Quill, basically.
Right.
So and the Quill is, for listeners that don't know, it's kind of like an activist club, if you will.
Private club.
In the
activist.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's activists there.
Yeah.
In Manchester, and there's this very big community of activist people that live in, like, the west side of Manchester, and so they serve that community. And
right.
So they're seeing all kinds of different crypto. People want to pay with Litecoin. People want to pay with, Dogecoin or whatever. And he says almost nobody pays with Dash. I said, well, in the real world, out in Portsmouth and in Keene, where we actually have real real-life merchants that take cryptocurrency, Dash is king.
Well, because it's the best option, let's be honest. I mean, I love Monero. I love some of these other, you know, privacy coins. But as far as day-to-day use, Dash is absolutely king. And that's why we're thrilled to have Dash as our biggest sponsor for Porkfest, because
really?
It can be used every day. Yeah, they give us a huge amount of money. They're our biggest sponsor.
Now, was that a proposal that was made to Dash?
It was, yeah. Joel Valenzuela, of course, did that. And so they did Liberty Forum. They're doing Porkfest as well.
So what are they getting? Is it just branding, banners? I mean, what
they're getting branding. They're getting stuff in the swag bag. They're getting several different speeches they can do. They're getting an Agora Valley spot. They're getting a lot for their money. They're also getting one of our cabins, one of our awesome cabins in the hotel room. So they're getting a lot, but they're also bringing a lot of value. I mean, Ben Swan is coming on Dash's dollar through that sponsorship.
Wow.
So that's how we got Ben Swan for nothing, no cost of Porkfest,
which
is fantastic.
Nice.
Dash has been great to us, for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, of course, Dash has, and they're not currently sponsoring Free Talk Live, but we're going to see if we can get them back on board. We actually have a proposal in right now, but it's that proposal process that sets Dash apart from, say, Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. And there's nothing wrong with Bitcoin Cash. It's a fine cryptocurrency, but it was based on Bitcoin, so it doesn't have the features that Dash has, where 10% of the mining rewards with Dash go into this promotional budget. And it's not just used for advertising. Sometimes they'll pay their core team and their programmers and things like that. So, but portion of that budget should be used and generally is used on advertising Dash,
right.
Whether it be sponsoring festivals or sponsoring conventions for cryptocurrency.
Or sponsoring
elsewhere.
Ben Swan's media projects. I mean, he was sponsored by Dash for several months. And
they got him started. They built his studio, basically.
Right.
And they sponsored Free Talk Live for a year last year, and the reason why, you know, we brought them on board is because it works, right? Like, Dash is digital cash. It's a cryptocurrency marketed towards regular people using it in real life, which, you know, for the geeks on the internet, Bitcoin's always been this cool little tool that they can use for internet things. But if it's going to really be successful, it's gonna have to come off the internet and be useful person to person.
And that's why Dash and AnyPay together are basically the best option for cryptocurrency day-to-day usage at this point, hands down. It's so seamless, it's perfect. And of course, you can use Bitcoin Cash with AnyPay as well. But
it's actually down.
Well, that's right. But the fees are more expensive when it's up, and it's just not as easy. Whereas the Dash and AnyPay is just perfect.
I think at least one of the vendors that's showing up, I know they use AnyPay. Hopefully they'll have it at their food truck. Little Zoe's.
Oh, they're coming. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we wouldn't have Porkfest without Little Zoe's. I mean, they've been great the last
they're
three or
cool.
four years.
Yeah, so
really
hopefully
cool.
they have their tablet here to where they can take crypto.
Yeah, no question.
As long as they have internet, they'll be able to take crypto. That's the only challenge with cryptocurrency on Rogers Campground, is if you don't have internet, then you don't have crypto.
Well, hopefully it's going to be better this year. I mean, the internet guy's running around today making some changes. So
okay, good.
We'll see.
Better already just because I have cell phone internet, and that has been just fine for me.
Good.
And, you know, I've been here for a decade now, kind of watching as the internet situation has developed. And it is definitely better these days than it was back in the beginning when you couldn't even get a cell phone signal on the campground. Now, both Verizon and U.S. Cellular are providing LTE-level 4G signals here.
Still nothing from Sprint.
Well, don't know what to tell you.
I'm just pointing out for anybody listening that might be, oh, well, what about Sprint coverage?
So you got no cover. You got nothing.
I've got nothing.
You don't even have a phone call that you can make.
Correct. I could call out using Skype because I do have Skype.
You got Wi-Fi.
Right.
And I've got Wi-Fi.
Because sometimes with cell phone coverage,
Wi-Fi.
You get the cell phone coverage, but you don't get data.
Right.
But you're saying you don't even have the cell. You can't even make a phone call.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. But most of the time, it's actually pretty good with the cell phone coverage here. So that's good. We're at ForkFest. It's 2018. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. We've been also just sort of generally talking about the experience of moving here and how life has changed. And let's talk a little bit about that, Roger. I mean, what did you were in IT down south.
Right. I was a network administrator, a network manager at the time when I left down south. And I was kind of stuck in a rut in a position I couldn't grow with. So Jess and I, my wife, were looking at moving, and we were looking at Austin. There's a great libertarian contingent in Austin, and most of those guys were our friends. Yeah, they were great friends of ours anyway, so we looked there, and then we seriously started looking at New Hampshire for the first time, and it became more and more attractive the more we looked at it. And so found a great position up here. They flew me up for the weekend, put me up in their beach house in Maine, right on the beach.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. And we were here for 24 hours before we knew, one way or the other, we're going to be here. There's no question. And we've never had any any doubts about it ever since.
Austin's a fine city to visit.
It is. Yeah.
It's too big.
Well, I love the artsiness of it.
Too damn big.
Yeah. I love the artsiness of you know, Austin. It's a great town for that kind of thing, and it's a great town to raise your kids. But you know, it's got a huge police presence. It's very leftist.
Huge. And it's in Texas.
And it's in Texas, which is hot. I lived in Texas for a year when I was a kid. It is ridiculously hot.
Daryl lived in San Antonio, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did. And you know, it's really difficult being an anti-war activist living in a city with 5 military bases.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet you weren't looked upon very well in that circumstance, for sure.
There was, of the 40-plus bumper stickers on the back end of my car, everybody got offended by at least 3 of them.
Of course, yeah. Well, I mean, when you're in a town like that, everybody's either part of the military or they know somebody is or somebody in their family is. So, yeah, of course, that's just part
and
of
Texas, and there's like 3 Democrats that live in San Antonio.
Texas wasn't even on the list of contenders for the Free State
because
Project.
Because it's way too big.
Because it's too, not because it's physically big, because Alaska was on the list,
right.
But because there's too
population.
Many people. Right, there's too many people living in Texas. I mean, the city of Austin almost has more than half the population of the entire state of New Hampshire, just right there. And then you deal with this physical size of the state, which is one reason why New Hampshire, I think, beat out Alaska, is because, you know, they're both cold places,
right.
But you can get to Concord from pretty much anywhere in New Hampshire, which is, of course, the state capital, so if you want to do, like, state house kind of activism. I've never in my entire time in Tallahassee, or in Florida, ever considered going to Tallahassee to do anything at all, yet here in New Hampshire, I'm at the state house with you several times, more times than I can count, every single year, and it's just so much more accessible here.
Right.
The political system alone is something that you can actually be involved with, where these people actually, you know, remember who you are. Not that I'm impressed by politicians or anything like that,
right.
But it is nice to have them actually pay attention and listen to what you say and honestly seem to be considering and the things you're telling them.
Last year at what was Somalia Fest, we went to some place for breakfast, and we happened to have run across the state senator for this area.
For the North Country.
And
he was just there having breakfast.
Wound up, you know, we just had a conversation for a few minutes.
Yeah, because I know who he is.
Hey, what are you doing up in my area of the state?
Right.
We'll be glad to have you.
Because a lot of these guys aren't even, you know, they're not professional politicians.
No.
Even though he's a state senator, he gets paid $200 or whatever over 2 years, plus a small gas stipend. He does other things. So I met that particular state senator. Before I knew who he was as a state senator, I knew him as a journalist. He was doing an article about speeding tickets. And he had found one of my speeding ticket articles or videos, because I challenge every ticket I get in court, and I go to court, and so there's a record of that. And he wanted to talk to me, as, you know, a Free Stater at the time, and somebody who'd moved here for liberty, about not taking a plea deal and not going through the, you know, that process and what that was like. And he had a lot of good questions, and he wrote up an article for, I think it was New Hampshire Magazine.
Oh, nice.
In that case. And then, like, after we were done with that, just through having a conversation with him, he revealed that he was one of the senators in New Hampshire. And you know, now we know each other.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those small places where, you know, even though there's 1.4 million people in New Hampshire, everybody knows everybody. If you're in a specific area of interest, you're going to probably meet all those people at some point, and they're going to remember you.
Well, when you have 400, you know, state reps, of course, your chances of meeting one or knowing one are much higher than really anywhere else in the country. I mean, the per capita state rep to population
like
here is higher than anywhere in the country. Yeah, it's insane how small it is.
All right, we got more on the way here. Hour number 2 is coming up. Roger Paxton with us from the Lava Flow podcast, and we'll talk a little more about that as well. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.